Are you working harder than ever, but still feeling stuck in your business? In this episode, I'm uncovering the broken formula that's burning you out and holding your profits hostage. I'll show you how to replace endless hours and effort with a smarter strategy, one that leverages systems and a capable team to create a business that thrives without you doing it all. If you're ready to work less, earn more, and finally reclaim your time, then this episode is for you. Tune in and learn how to stop being the bottleneck and start being the visionary your business needs. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus. Because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, small business owners. I'm so glad you're here. I cannot believe it's almost the end of December 2024 already. I don't know about you, but for me, this year has just flown by at max speed. And to think that in a few weeks, we're going to be bringing in 2025 is just mind-blowing. I am sure that time moves faster after COVID than it did before. I don't know who changed the clocks, but it's got to be that way. All right, let's dive into what I want to talk about today. And this is a formula that I see business owners using time and time again. And the reason I want to bring it up is because it's costing us a lot. And it's costing us a lot more than just money. It's a formula many business owners are unknowingly running their businesses on. And it's not doing any of us any favors. So you ready for it? Here it is. Owner's time, that's you, multiplied by owner's effort equals maximum profit. Now, when you think about this formula, it sounds simple enough, right? The time you put in times your effort equals maximum profit. Put in more time, put in more effort, get more profit. But here's the thing, it's broken. And not just in a minor way. It's the kind of broken that leads to burnout, tanks your profit margins, and creates a never-ending cycle of stress and overwhelm. The kind of broken that looks like, you know, those long nights where you're working still way past when you should be. Weekends spent catching up on work when you'd rather be out enjoying time with your family. And the feeling like you're always on the go, but never really moving forward. A while back, I was working with a small business owner. Let's call her Sally. And she had a service-based business, and she was really starting to see growth. Her revenue numbers were looking really good on paper. But every time I met with her, and this was once a week we were consulting, she looked exhausted, and she sounded exhausted. She was working late into the night. She was answering emails at all hours. And when a client had a question, she was the first one to jump in and respond. She told me it felt like she was always on call. But here's the thing. Despite all this hard work, Sally's profit margins were actually going down. They were shrinking. She was putting in more and more time and more effort, but the numbers weren't adding up. And here's why. The formula she was operating on, the one I just shared, owner's time multiplied by owner's effort equals maximum profit. The truth is, that's not the right formula. It's not the right equation. And in reality, what was happening was that Sally was the leverage of her business. Every time a client needed something, she was the one handling it. Every time a decision had to be made, she was the bottleneck. Even when a new team member needed training, she was the one doing it all live. This might sound familiar. When your business is relying so heavily on you, the business owner, that's just not costing you profit. It's stealing your freedom, your health, and your growth potential. Now, before we go too far into today's topic, I want to take a second to talk about a word that I just said. And I know this word gets tossed around a bit in business circles, and that's leverage. But what does it really mean? And more importantly, why should you care about it? Well, leverage in simple terms is the ability to achieve more with less effort. Let me say that again. It's the ability to achieve more with less effort. It's about using something you already have, resources, people, systems, and getting a bigger result than you would without it. So let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're trying to lift a heavy box. If you use a simple lever, like a crowbar, you can lift that box much easier than if you try and pick it up yourself. The crowbar gives you leverage. It multiplies your effort, making it possible to lift something that would otherwise be too heavy and probably land you with, you know, a very sore back and in bed. In business, leverage works the same way. The more systems, people, and processes you have that can do that heavy lifting for you, the less you have to do yourself. And that's the key. You either have leverage in your business, or you, as the business owner, are the leverage. And some of you may be listening now and thinking, well, I just think this is the way business works, right? Like, you work hard, you put in the hours, and the business grows. But here's the uncomfortable truth. This approach doesn't scale. It doesn't matter how driven you are, how many hours you're willing to work, or how much coffee you're able to drink to power through. This is a one-way ticket to burnout. Let me share with you another example. I was working with a business owner, we'll call him Mark, and Mark had a digital agency. He started out as a solopreneur, doing everything himself. Client work, accounting, social media, proposals, you name it, he did it. But as the business grew, he started hiring a team. Great, but here's the catch. He didn't change how he operated. Even with team members, contractors, Mark was still reviewing every project, still rewriting copy and making decisions about the tiniest details. And when I questioned him on this, his reasoning was, I can do it faster and better than anyone else. Does it sound familiar? The trouble is, the result was Mark was working 70 hours a week. His revenue had grown, sure, but his profit margins were razor thin because he had to hire more staff to keep up with the demand while still micromanaging everything. Even though Mark had a team, he was really the leverage in his business. Without him, nothing moved forward. And because he was stretched so thin, he wasn't delivering his best work or spending time on what truly mattered, growth and strategy. So here's the big question you need to ask yourself. Do you own your business, or does your business own you? Ooh, that's a tough one. Do you own your business, or does your business own you? And let's be honest here. There is a way to fix this broken formula. Because the truth is, you don't have to keep running your business where it owns you. The smarter formula to aim for is this: proper systems multiplied by capable team equals maximum profit. This approach shifts the heavy lifting away from you and onto systems and processes and people who can do it better, faster, and often for less money than your own time is worth. You have to start thinking about your business in terms of leverage, not just how much time you put in. And you might be thinking, okay, I get it. I need systems and a team, but how do I know if I'm there yet? Well, here's a simple exercise to help you find out. I want you to take a look at last month's profit, the money that came into your business and was left over. Now ask yourself, if I took next month off, really took it off, would I make the same amount or more in profit? So it's December now. Let's say you look at the money that came in November, and then hypothetically you take January off. Would you be able to make the same amount or more in profit? Be honest with yourself here. If your answer is no, then you're the leverage in your business. And that's a huge clue that it's time to start shifting that broken formula. Now, this is not going to be a one night, overnight, I'm done fix. This is a journey and a process, my friends, and it's going to take time. And yes, it's going to take some work. But just like that heavy box, once we start to shift that leverage, we now have time for the growth and the strategy. Okay, so where can we start? What can we do to fix it? Today, I'm going to outline 5 steps to help you to make that shift. The first one is auditing your time. Ooh, now I know some of you right now just want to hit pause and move on to the next podcast on your to-do list, because auditing your time is not something that sounds like what you want to do. That's not very sexy. It's not very interesting. It's not very fun. All of that is true. But the first step in figuring out what you can leverage is always awareness. You need to take a few days and track everything you do in your business. Every email, every meeting, every task. I want you to write it down. And while I know this might feel tedious, it's very eye-opening. When I did this exercise myself, I realized I was spending hours a week on admin tasks, like scheduling meetings and replying to emails. These were things that someone else could easily do for me. Yet, I was treating them like they had to be done by me. It's just a few minutes, I'll respond to this. I'll just pop over here and do this quick thing. And remember Mark that we spoke about earlier? His audit showed that 40% of his week was spent reviewing his team's work. That's time he could have spent building new client relationships or developing growth strategies. So step one, audit your time. Step two, systematize everything. So once you know where your time is going, it's time to systematize. Ask yourself, what's repetitive? What's predictable? These are the things that you can create processes for. For example, if you're onboarding new clients, do you do it manually every time? Why not create a welcome packet? Set up some automated emails and document the process so that eventually someone on your team can handle it. One client I worked with saved hours each month by setting up an onboarding sequence that included automated email reminders and a few pre-recorded videos answering some frequently asked questions. It was delivering great customer experience without her having to be in each part of that process. A great system doesn't just save time, it also ensures consistency. And consistency is key when you want to build trust and deliver a great customer experience. Because when we try and work from what's in our head and the way we did it last time, we're very likely to make mistakes and not be consistent. Okay, step three, hire and delegate. And this is where many business owners hesitate, but it's where the gold is. You don't need to hire a full-time team right away. Start small. Look at the tasks you don't like doing and aren't very good at, and those are the ones you should be looking to delegate first. For example, if bookkeeping makes your eyes glaze over, then hire a bookkeeper. If social media just feels like a huge time suck, one, decide if you need to keep it. Is it bringing a return on investment? And if it is, hire a freelancer to help manage it. The goal is to free up your time for higher value activities. The ones that only you can do, like setting the vision for your business and building key relationships. And here's an important tip. When you hire, make sure you're hiring for skill and culture. A capable team isn't just skilled. They actually understand your vision and your work style. They can make decisions and solve problems without you holding their hand every step of the way. Okay, step four, focus on your return on investment, not hours. This is one of the hardest shifts for many of us to do. It's letting go of the belief that working longer hours equals success. Instead, I want you to start evaluating tasks and projects based on their return on investment. For example, let's say you spend 10 hours a week managing your email inbox. If you outsource that for $15 an hour, you free up 10 hours to focus on landing new clients, creating products, or improving your services. Those 10 hours could easily generate thousands of dollars in revenue, far outweighing the cost of delegating. So I want you to think about the tasks you're currently doing. Are they generating the kind of ROI you need? And if not, it's time to either automate or delegate them. I remember I was just having this discussion with a member inside the Profitable Small Business Club, and she was asking, how do you know what to prioritize? There's so much to do all at the same time. And so I asked her what her primary goal is. What's her primary theme or goal for the next 90 days? Is it growth? Is it to bring in more revenue? Is it visibility to get in front of a wider audience? Or is it what I like to call slow down to speed up, putting in some systems and infrastructure in the back end before we ramp up? And for her, her theme or goal for the next 90 days was growth, bringing in revenue. So then she needs to focus her energy, her time, and her attention on reaching out and inviting people to work with her. Doing all the other little things behind the scenes, if it's not going to bring in revenue, is not focusing on her ROI. So while those things might need to get done at some point, she doesn't need a perfect website. She doesn't need 5,000 perfect landing pages and an expensive funnel. She needs to actually get in front of the people who are interested in what she has to offer and invite them to work with her. That's focusing on your return on investment. Alrighty, step five, protecting your time. Once you've started leveraging systems and a capable team, the final step is protecting your time as a business owner. And this means setting boundaries and actually sticking to them, right? No more answering emails beyond work hours and jumping in to fix every little issue. You need to trust the systems, the processes, and the people that you've put in place. I recently completed an Ops in Your Pocket strategy session, and one of the areas we touched on was the business owner's boundaries and helping her stick to those boundaries. She had built a team that she trusted, and she had systems in place. However, her perfectionist tendencies would sneak in, and she would want to fix things that her team had completed. This was not in alignment with her boundaries. It was not empowering her team, and it was certainly taking more of her precious time. So we discussed, what would it look like to have the team do the task at 80% of what she would have done? And could she get comfortable with that? We discussed actually handing the task to her team and the ownership of the task to her team, to empower them to make the decisions and follow through without having to come to her to check every little thing. This is how we protect our time. All right, so here's the bottom line. If you're running your business on the broken formula of owner's time multiplied by owner's effort, then it's time for a change. Start shifting to proper systems multiplied by a capable team equals maximum profit. And I promise you, you will see a transformation, not just in your business, but in your life. I want you to take that first step today. Audit your time, build your systems, and empower your team. Again, it won't happen overnight, but with every small step, you'll move closer to a business that runs well-oiled behind the scenes. Whether you're looking at working at your desk or you're relaxing on the beach. Ensuring that you aren't the leverage in your business is exactly what we focus on in the Profitable Small Business Club. It's my monthly membership to help you reach your income goals while working 25 hours or less a week. We just recently had our yearly planning and our 90-day strategic planning sessions where the members inside the club had to critically look at their year ahead. What were their goals? What were their capacity? And create an actionable, customized plan for their business. And yes, this plan is broken down into monthly and weekly actionable steps. We asked the tough questions regarding revenue goals and how they were going to get there. What part of their goals could they outsource or automate so they weren't the leverage? I would love to have you join us in the club if this is what you're wanting to do as well before we head into 2025. Head on over to ceoamplify.ca/profit to find out more about this Profitable Small Business Club. All right, here's to working smarter, not harder, and creating a business that supports the life you've always wanted. Take care, and I can't wait to see you all next week. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.